My name is Regina V.A. I'm a writer to talk about the Hosbrook House. It's a newer house than the house next door, which belonged to Miss Hosbrook's grandparents. I don't think it's ever been called anything but the Hosbrook House. It's at 7014 Miami Avenue. Its current use is a business, but it was a family home for only one family, Charles Hosbrook and his wife Maud and their daughter Cleo. When it was built in 1898, Maud's parents lived next door, Mr. and Mrs. Muchmore, and they built this house when Charles and Maud got married, and they never lived anywhere else. They both lived and died in that house. And then their daughter, Cleo, who never married, lived there. Well, before she died, she gave everything she owned away. She gave the houses and the yards to the city. My memories in the interest of this old house especially. But I met Miss Cleo Hosbrook, which was not an easy thing to do because she was very reclusive. She didn't talk to you very much until she liked you, and it took a while to get her to like you. She lived in that one house she lived to be about 92, and she lived there the whole time. Somebody who lives around the town that long and who everybody knows like they did her, legends, I think, grow up about them, and folklore, and story start, and everybody tells them, and then they get a little different and a little bigger. And now that I'm older and I knew her for a lot of years, people tell me stories about her. She was one of the most educated people I have ever known, was one of the brightest. In an era when women didn't go to college, she graduated from college from UC. She went to Withrow, and she'd tell me stories of how she rode the train down to high school every day for me, or on the road to train. She graduated, she made a teacher. She taught for her entire life from the time she got out of college. She taught second grade at Condon School all of her teaching career. That's one of the stories I've heard about her. People say she didn't like kids. She was mean to kids. Well, she loved children. And when she died, some of her students were still writing her letters and keeping up with her. By then, they were older themselves. I wrote letters to some of them from her address book and from letters she had, who had written to her all those years. So she was not mean to kids because they were second graders. I got to be friends with her, and I knew her. The way I met her was she didn't talk to people. She met her on the street. I'd seen Miss Nell die, and I didn't get to meet her. I didn't, because I wouldn't go up to her. And so I wanted to meet Miss Cleo. I had started working in a precinct, voting precinct, on voting day, and I did it mostly to get to know my neighbors. Well, the first time I worked in there, she came in to vote. She lived in the same precinct where I was working. And coming down through the line, one of the women working there spoke to her and called her Cleo. And the school teacher and her came out. She just stood up real tall and looked this woman in the eye, and she said, "I'm Miss Hosbrook." And she corrected her right away that you don't call a teacher the first name. She came on down to me. I was the last one in line. As I learned my lesson, I spoke to her and called her Miss Hosbrook. Well, she smiled at me. So I had been walking by her house, and I had a nine-month-old baby, and I'd put him in the stroller every morning. We'd walk around the streets in the deer. I had noticed her house, and it had these lace curtains up in it that houses didn't have, and I was fascinated by the old house, and I learned it was her house. So the next week after she had smiled at me in the polls, and I learned that she wanted to be called Miss Hosbrook, I wrote her a letter. And letters are one of the things I do better than I've always done in my life. And so I put a lot of thought into it. And so I said, "Dear Miss Hosbrook," and I said, "I walk by your house every morning, and I try not to stop and stare, but I do because it looks like my grandma's house." I said, curtains next to the street are exactly like, look like my grandma's windows, and I lived with her for a time when I was young. And I said, I love your house, and if you see me standing out there staring, I'm not really staring in, I'm just staring at the house. Well, she wrote me back in the day to a letter, and she said, you're welcome to stand and stare at my house anytime. She said, would you like to come in and look at the inside? And she invited me down, and I said, well, I have a baby. And she said, well, you can bring him. And I took my little son and walked down to her house, and she showed me through it. And it was none of the things I had heard. She had two beautiful desks in there. I'd heard people tell stories about her house. And she had beautiful furniture in it. She had this big, beautiful piano, and she played it.